Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Republicans block bill to keep government open. Biden's plan to shield dreamers to bypass Congress. And man-made clouds may help protect Australia's Great Barrier Reef. It's Tuesday, September 28. I'm Anthony Davis. GOP senators blocked a bill on Monday night to keep the government operating and allow federal borrowing, but Democrats aiming to avert a shutdown pledged to try again, at the same time pressing ahead on President Joe Biden's big plans to reshape government. The efforts are not necessarily linked, but the fiscal year-end deadline to fund the government past Thursday is bumping up against the Democrats' desire to make progress on Biden's expansive $3.5 trillion federal overhaul. It's all making for a tumultuous moment for Biden and his party, with consequences certain to shape his presidency and the lawmakers' own political futures. Success would mean a landmark accomplishment if Democrats can helm Biden's big bill to passage. Failure, or a highly unlikely government shutdown and debt crisis, could derail careers. Monday's 50-48 vote against taking up the bill fell well short of the 60 needed to proceed over a GOP filibuster. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer switched his vote to no, a procedural step to allow him to bring the measure back for consideration, which he said would happen this week. With days to go, Democrats say they will try again before Thursday's deadline to pass a bill funding government operations past the September 30th fiscal year end, stripping out the debate over the debt limit for another day, closer to a separate October deadline. Meanwhile, the real action is unfolding behind the scenes over the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, with Biden and his Democratic allies in Congress seeking a once-in-a-generation reworking of the nation's balance sheets. With Republicans solidly opposed, Democrats are rushing to trim the total and win holdouts within their own party. The Biden administration on Monday renewed efforts to shield hundreds of thousands of immigrants who came to the United States as young children from deportation, the latest maneuver in a long-running drama over the policy's legality. The administration proposed a rule that attempts to satisfy concerns of a federal judge in Houston, who ruled in July that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program was illegal, largely because the Obama administration bypassed procedural requirements when it took effect in 2012. The new rule mirrors the Obama-era initiative recreating the 2012 policy and seeking to put it on firmer ground by going through the federal regulatory process. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen, an appointee of President George W. Bush, said the Obama administration overstepped its authority and did not properly seek public feedback. He allowed for renewals to continue, but prohibited new enrollments. The Biden administration is appealing. The 205-page proposal solicits public feedback to address Hanen's concern, though it's unclear if that would be enough. The proposed regulation will be published today in the Federal Register, triggering a 60-day comment period and ensuring that it's unlikely to take effect for several months. The Obama administration created DACA with a memo issued by then Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. It was intended as a stopgap measure until Congress legislated a permanent solution, which never occurred. And because DACA isn't the product of legislation, it falls into a category of policies that can be more easily changed from one administration to the next. Former President Trump tried to rescind the DACA memo and end the program, but the Supreme Court concluded he did not go about it properly. to slow the speed at which high temperatures and warm waters bleach the corals of the Great Barrier Reef, Australian scientists are spraying droplets of ocean water into the sky to form clouds to protect the environmental treasure. Researchers working on the so-called Cloud Brightening Project say they use a turbine to spray microscopic sea particles to thicken existing clouds and reduce sunlight on the world's largest coral reef ecosystem, located off Australia's northeast coast. The water droplets evaporate, leaving only tiny salt crystals, which float up into the atmosphere, allowing water vapor to condense around them, forming clouds, said Daniel Harrison, a senior lecturer at Southern Cross University who runs the project. The project had its second trial in March, the end of the Southern Hemisphere summer, when the reef off Australia's northeast is at its hottest, gathering valuable data on the atmosphere when corals are at most risk of bleaching. A combination of light and warm water causes coral bleaching. By cutting light over the reef by 6% in summer, bleaching stress would be cut by 50 to 60% on the undersea ecosystem, Harrison said. But the benefits of cloud brightening would lessen over time unless other measures slowed the march of climate change. One of Australia's best-known natural attractions, the Barrier Reef came close to being listed as an endangered World Heritage Site by the United Nations, though it avoided the designation following lobbying by Australia. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health and climate, delivering independent, unbiased and essential world news daily.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.